USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Navy responds after two foreign oil tankers carrying what the Pentagon refers to as Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. The Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, receiving two separate distress calls and is now assisting crews from both of those vessels. In an interview last night with ABC News, President Trump says he would probably listen if a foreign government offered him, quote, dirt on a political opponent. He tweets today that he meets and talks with members of foreign governments all the time, and it's ridiculous to suggest he'd contact the FBI about all of the meetings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasting the president on the Senate floor.
This is a president who says, Russia, come help. That doesn't prove collusion, but it sure proves that he doesn't mind foreign powers interfering with an election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, we can grow any business in any industry at any time. The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
the idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody and that he's just one of several people who were offered about $8,000 to arrange for the killing of the former Red Sox superstar. Ortiz ambushed at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo on Sunday night. He's been flown back to Boston for medical treatment and is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A violent protest breaks out in Memphis, Tennessee, after a wanted man is shot and killed by U.S. Marshals when he threatens law enforcement officers with a weapon. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the shooting happened at 7 last night local time. U.S. Marshals had seen the suspect with multiple warrants getting into a vehicle, and when they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into the squad cars. They shot the suspect when he reportedly came out of his vehicle with a weapon in his hand. The reports are after the shooting, an unruly crowd began to protest, and at least 24 officers were injured when the protesters started throwing bricks, rocks, and bottles at them. At least 6 officers were taken to a hospital because of it. The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of burning down 3 African-American churches in Louisiana is being indicted on federal hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Holden Matthews faces 3 counts of intentional damage to religious property. The indictment says the fires were set because of the religious nature of the buildings and not because of race. Holden is accused of setting fires to 3 churches earlier this year and already pled not guilty to state charges in the case. And the St. Louis Blues and their fans are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championship, beating the Bruins of Boston 4-1 in Game 7 last night in Boston. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.